This recording was produced in 2007 by Hovel Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Hovel Audio. This edition issued by contractual arrangement with Shoemaker and Hoard, originally published by Shoemaker and Hoard in English as Hannah Coulter, a novel. Copyright 2004 by Tanya Amix Berry. All rights reserved. Please visit www.christianaudio.com to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Chapter 1. The Story Continuing.
I picked him up in my arms and I carried him home.
So Nathan would end the last of the stories of his childhood as he told it to our children. This was in 1940. Nathan was 16. He and Jarrett, his dad's brother Burley, and his grandpa Dave, the three of them, had gone down into the river bottom taking a team and wagon to help a neighbor put up hay. It was hot weather, hay weather, the last of July. Dave Coulter, whom I too learned to call Grandpa, though I never knew him, was 80 years old, no longer much use for work. While the younger men loaded and hauled in and unloaded the hay, Grandpa Coulter puttered about or sat in the shade and slept or carried water to the others when they needed a drink. Toward the middle of the afternoon, he had one of the sick spells that he called miseries, and Jarrett told Nathan,
"Walk home with him. Help him along. Take care of him."
The two of them went up the hill together, stopping often. When they had got almost home, Grandpa staggered and went down and couldn't be wakened. Nathan was a big boy by then, strong, and he gathered Grandpa into his arms and carried him the rest of the way up to the house where Grandma Coulter, whom I do remember a little, hurried to open the door and to make a place to lay him down. Nathan thought of that, I am pretty certain, as the last day of his boyhood. Past that day, he told no more stories about himself. From then on, he was, in his own estimate and in his deeds, a man who lived and worked as a man with his dad and his Uncle Burley, expecting to go on working in the same place at the same work for the rest of his life. His older brother Tom had left home, but Nathan wanted to stay. He had not thought of going away or yet of marrying. But then